So with that, I want to introduce our second speaker, which is KT from the Just for Clean for Today group in Monaca, PA. With that, I give you KT. All right. What's everybody? How y'all doing? My name is KT. I'm a grateful recovering addict. As my girl said, I'd like to stop for a minute, kind of get centered. All right? So God can talk through me. And I don't give you my mess, but I got some shit. Okay? Thank you. Once again, like I said, my name is KT. I'm a grateful recovering addict. My clean day is March 30th, 2007. And before anybody gets like, wow, that ain't that great. Alright? Because all I got is a day. Alright? That's one gift of my recovery. See, I can tell you today that all I have is today. See? Because when I walked up in here, I remember sitting and thinking, that guy got 30 days. He's lying like a motherfucker. Fuck, he think? I don't believe. Let me explain something to you all. I hope it doesn't bother you. I know it's a spiritual retreat, but I have a potty mouth. So if that bothers you guys, I'm sorry. All right, so. But like I said, he's lying. Bullshit, you ain't got 30 days. Then there was a guy that stood up and said, he had 5 years. He's full of shit. You ain't got 5 years. But after sitting in this program, in these seats, all right, I found out that it's true because I got 11 years. One day at a fucking time, get to recovery. So let me give you a little background on me. I used, okay? You don't need to know how much I used, what I used, or who I used it with. I used everything and anything that I could get my hands on to get high. Period. I qualify to stand here. I qualify to sit there. I paid a lot of money for that seat. Really. You know? So I want to stay in it. And by the God of my understanding, I shall. You know? As long as I keep praying. Let me get the recovery. Praying. Do you think when I walked up in here I was a praying person? Do you think when I walked up in here, I would tell you that the God of my understanding brought me here? Hell no. I didn't come here because of the God of my understanding. I came here because I worked for the railroad. And they said, hey, you got a problem. Go get it taken care of. And I told them, no, I don't. I'm okay. There's nothing wrong with me. I'm fine. Y'all all fucked up. Yeah? Shit. Alright? But they also told me that if you didn't go and get this taken care of, we're going to fire you. Now, you see, let me tell you about KT. KT is a very strong-willed person, alright? And you ain't going to tell me what the fuck to do. Who the fuck you think you are telling me what to do? I'll do what the fuck I want to. Alright? So you talk about what, you going to fire me? Who the fuck? Oh, you're serious. Okay, I'll go. And I went. But let me explain something to you. I didn't go once. I didn't go twice. I didn't go three times. I went four times. But I'm hard-headed. I'm very hard-headed. I walk around a lot, so I hope I don't boss it up. I'm very hard-headed, okay? I don't believe that anybody has anything more to tell me than myself. Because, see, I know about me. I know about life. I know about your life. I can help you. Really, I got the answer, Adam. I'll wait. Alright? So when they told me the first time I had to go to IOP and learn about recovery, I thought, well, here we go. So, okay, I'm going to go to this fucking place. I'm going to sit in the seat and I'm going to listen to this man talk that bullshit. Because I ain't going to participate. Because I know and I knew that I had 3 months until I had to go back to work. That's what the union told me. I'm a union employee. There's a difference between me coming and some people who are forced here. Those who are forced here, all right, they really got to listen. I didn't have to listen to her. All I had to do was just act like I was listening, and I go back to work. So I acted like I was listening. Yeah, okay, yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, right, that's good. After I got done, I went back to work, and I got high. I got up. You hear me? Because that's what I like to do. 3-4 times. The fourth time, they said, look, IOP ain't working for you. We're going to send you to rehab. Now, the man in me said, wait a minute, hold up. I am not going to rehab. I ain't going to get open. Where you want to send me? They said, Tennessee. Tennessee? Tennessee? I ain't never been to no damn Tennessee. I don't know nobody in Tennessee. I don't sing country. You know what I mean? I don't want to go to Tennessee. Really, you know? Well, I got news for you. I went to Tennessee. Because they said if I didn't go to Tennessee, I wouldn't have a job. All right? And I wasn't stupid. I was hard-headed, but I wasn't stupid. I went to Tennessee. Best thing in the world for me. Get to recovery. All right? I got in Tennessee, and I learned about recovery, about me. I learned that I might be an addict. I learned that there are tools that I can use that if I am an addict, to stay clean. And then I learned that I was an addict and that the drugs were just a symptom of my addiction. And I'm only going like this because I see the kids walking around because I want to say something else. Let me tell you something right now. All right? They told me that the problem wasn't the drugs as much as it was me. I said, oh, come on. Ain't nothing wrong with me. I'm good. Look, let me explain to y'all. I got a job. I pay my bills sometimes. All right? I take care of my family most of the time. All right? And if I give them money, it's my money. So if I want to give you, look, you're my wife, I give you a couple dollars, I'll take it back. That's my money. I earned that money. Just cool. I'll be all right. Don't worry. You'll be okay. I'll give you some next week. All right? But it wasn't that way. It is not that way. And I had to find that out. Get to recovery. See, recovery taught me how to be not only a husband, but a man. See, when I walked into recovery, I was not a man. I was a boy. I was a 9-year-old boy. That's where I stopped growing up at. All right? I was a 9-year-old boy wearing big boy pants. And sometimes I didn't put them on. Right? Alright? Now I'm starting to learn that everything I do, as you said, is not about me. Alright? Look, I didn't get high because it was Wednesday. I didn't get high because it was Friday. I didn't get high because Saturday night I'm going to go out and have a good time. I got high on Saturday night, but not just because I was going out there. I got high every day because I liked it. I enjoyed it. Damn, that shit was good. Oh, my God. Ooh-wee. But the only problem was all the issues behind it. Catching cases. Getting pulled out of service at work. All right? Arguing with my wife. Stealing from my family. Come on, man. And I thought this shit was good. Everybody did it. Y'all did it. You know goddamn well you did it. Shit. So who the fuck am I? I'm just doing what everybody else did. So what? Shit. I don't know how many. I say this all the time. But think about this for a second. How many times did you ride down the road with $1 worth of gas and $5 in your pocket? Or maybe more. But you couldn't spend that money because why? That drug man needed it. My dealer, I'm going to get high. Huh? So this dollar will get me to Pittsburgh and back, I hope. Okay? And then I can get my number, I can get back home. If I run out of gas and drive like me, I'm good. Okay? Come on, man. What do they call that? Oh, I got it. Insanity. And fucking sanity. Sorry about good they left. Look. gifts of recovery, once again. That was a gift right there I just told you about, because I realized that then. I grew up. Or I was growing up. I put it like that. Because right? I'm not grown yet. I may look like a grown man, but I'm still growing. All right? I have so much more to learn in this program. All right? I'm a married man, as I told you. Cheated on my wife constantly. We've been married 30 years. I bet you 29 years. 33 years we've been married. 29 of them years, I cheated on her. I thought it was normal. I grew up in a family with my uncles, my father, everybody. They had messages. They took care of the family, but they had messages. It was normal. It made sense. Hey, if they can do it, I can do it. That's what we do. Take care of your wife, make her kind of happy, and you go out and have your mistress. Hurt hurts you. I hurt. Let me tell you, this woman is still with me, and I don't know why. Really. Gift of recovery, y'all. That I can actually... Listen, recovery shows you all the shit that you did wrong and how to fix it. Alright? And that's what I'm trying to do now, is fix me. Because if I fix me, I'll fix that. I love my wife. And don't get it twisted. You said it, and I'm going to tell you again. Even everything I just said, I am not healed. I cannot stand here and tell you I am not going to ever do that again. Because that would be a lie. All I can tell you is I'm going to do my damnedest not to. I'm going to do all I can to be the best person that I can be for her and for myself. All right? Before, actually, I put that wrong. For myself and her. All right? Because if I don't take care of me, there is no we. Period. All right, gift of recovery. Another gift of recovery? Me standing here speaking at a spiritual retreat. Get the fuck out of here. Okay? Let's be real. All right? Y'all didn't know me, and thank God you didn't. Okay? Let's get it. Don't get it twisted. All right? Y'all didn't know me, but thank God, because if y'all had known me, y'all have been like, damn, they had that motherfucker up there too? Get the fuck out of here. Alright? But I'm standing here at a spiritual retreat speaking about recovery, and I mean every word. I have 11 years clean. Not one, but 11 motherfucking years clean. I was a true addict, y'all. True. And when I say true, I use, like I told you, I use it. I use well. If I didn't do anything else, well, I used well. And I also learned that there's more to life than using well. And I started to learn how to take things through recovery. I told you that already. I'm standing here. Alright? I'm not staggering. I'm not falling down. I'm not slurring my words. Alright? I'm not ready to start a fight with anybody yet. No, I'm just joking about the yet part. That was a joke. Okay. Truth of the matter is, I'm standing here, a grown man. Now, let me tell you another gift of recovery. The love I have for people. The empathy I have for people. I never had that before. And that's no lie. Now, I'm going to tell you a story. I tell the story all the time. Feldon Noble, they know. That's, by the way, excuse me, one more gift of recovery before I go there. It's my sponsor sitting right there. All right? 23 years he has clean. Or is he 24?
Working on it.
23, okay. Working on 24. I've had that man for 11 years. Haven't changed him yet. Gift of recovery. But anyway, started recovery. I came back home after the rehab. Started going to meetings. And I'd be in a meeting. I used to smoke. And I'd be standing over in the corner smoking my cigarette. Looking around at people. And they'd be over there talking and mingling, having a good time. And wasn't nobody coming talking to my motherfucking head. Right? And I'm standing over my cigarette looking around. Fuck y'all. So I called my sponsor because, and this, let me tell you, this is God doing for me what I couldn't do for myself. See, because Usually, I wouldn't call nobody. I'd just say, fuck y'all and leave. But I called my sponsor. I think I called him just to say, fuck this shit. And that's what I said. Fuck this shit. Motherfuckers don't want to speak to me, and I don't want to speak to them. Shit. Motherfuckers over there mingling around talking, man. I'm standing over here in the corner. Ain't nobody come over and hug my motherfucking ass. Fuck them. You know what this man told me? Motherfucker. You know what he told me? Let me tell you. He said, smile at somebody. Hung up. Fuck you, you motherfucker. You mother. I know you. You did not tell me to smile at some motherfucking body. I know goddamn well you didn't tell me that bullshit. Huh? And I didn't. Not for just that day, for a few more weeks, but I kept coming back. And don't ask me why, because I still don't have that answer, but I did. So one day I'm standing in a corner. I'm smoking my cigarette. I'm looking around. And this guy walked by and I smiled at him. What's up, man? How you doing? And the motherfucker came over and started talking.
Damn!
He was right. Son of a bitch. Now, ask me, did I call him and say, you're right? Go ahead, ask me. I'll wait. Hell no, I didn't call him and tell him I'm right. Hell no. One day we're standing in a meeting and he goes, oh, I see you're starting to smile at people. Yeah, fuck you. Gift of recovery, y'all. Come on. Because from that smile, I've learned that people actually like me, and I started feeling for people. I hated hugging people. Let me get that straight. Back that up. I hated hugging guys. I love hugging y'all. Alright? But I hated hugging guys. I got a hug. I was in recovery. I'll never forget. I was in rehab, and they gave me this notebook, and they said, look, you when you get a hug, you have somebody sign this and date it. So, I'm going to walk up to you and get a hug. So I still have you sign it. But I walk over to you and go sign it. I'm serious. I did. And he goes, man, fuck that sign. All right? They knew what I was doing. All right? But after the smile part came, then came these people walking up to me going, guess what? If I'm going to get a hug now, and not from y'all ladies, but from you guys, I feel some kind of way. What the fuck, Weston? Sure. Look, gift of recovery, like I said, I'm standing. This is my gift. Me being able to stand here, to talk to you, to tell you about my recovery. It's not perfect. Believe me, I screwed up big time. Alright? But I do always try to do the next right thing, but I don't always do the next right thing. Alright? And there's nowhere in that book that it says that I have to be perfect. All it ever says is I have to do the best I can all the time. The best I can sometimes may be just getting up and washing my ass. True. The best I can do sometimes may be just getting up and telling my wife, hey, I love you, and going downstairs getting something to eat and not being bothered with nobody for the rest of the goddamn day. I mean, the best I can do sometimes. That don't make me a bad person. That just means I want to be left the fuck alone for that day. But now if I continue to do that, then I got to check myself. Because as that saying goes, I'll probably wreck myself. Y'all heard that shit before, right? I like that. Yeah. That was a good one, wasn't it? All right. There you go. All right. Look, I came here to save my job. I worked on that job for 41 years. And I retired from the railroad exactly December 8th of last year. 41 years. And for the last 11 years on that railroad, I was clean. And it was the first time I realized what riding the train was really like clean. It was different. It was different. But it was real. Okay? Because, look, how many times did you go out and then somebody would tell you the next day, Man, you was looking good up on that table. Yeah? Yo, man, when you took your pants off, what the fuck was you thinking about? And you go, what? I can't remember what I did today. Everything I did. Gets to recovery, y'all. Alright. I'm like her. I ain't got a whole lot to talk about, but I'm gonna try to make this. I'm not gonna try to keep you guys hostage. I'm gonna try to make this quick, short, and sweet. I love y'all. I want y'all to love me. But if you don't, here's another gift of recovery. Well, fuck it. Because this is about me. See? If I've helped somebody, beautiful thing. But this is about me. I'm freeing me up. See? So I got some issues. I told you that. Really. Yeah? But I'm working on it. And I got to just sit here and tell you every issue I have, and y'all will go, I got that, I ain't got that one. It don't matter what they are. I got them. And I got to work on them. Because if I don't work on them, I could go back out and get high. I ain't going to say I am, but I could. And I don't know about y'all, but I don't have no recovery in me. I don't have another. Look, I am 61 years old. All right? I know, if I go out and get high, I ain't coming back. I'm not coming back. And I've met some very gift of recovery. Very good people in this program. I've made some very good friends. I hope and pray that before I leave here today, I've made some more. Gift of recovery. Recovery is a gift period, y'all. Alright? Recovery is a gift period. The gift is that you can sit your asses in that seat and listen to an old, wild, crazy motherfucker like me, alright, and actually get something out of it, if you do. And if you don't, there'll be some other crazy motherfucker that's got some shit to tell you, and you might get something from him. Because there's all types of crazy people in this program. Truly, there is. But we all have a message. And if you sit down long enough, and be quiet long enough, you might get that message. One more thing. You know, whatever gets you here and makes you come here and keeps you here, then use that to stay here. When I first started coming to recovery, I didn't come in recovery because I really wanted to recover. I wanted you to sign my slip, all right? And I like the way you ladies look. I'm being honest, guys, all right? Y'all get clean, and you get bam, boom, boom, and you start smelling good, and then, you know, so, hey, I was going to stay, all right? But once again, having a good sponsor helped me learn about that 13th step. Look, I'm going to tell you something. My wife, none of y'all are going to keep me clean, all right? I can mess with every woman in recovery. It will not keep me clean, but it could send me back out. I see it every day. Come in, start getting clean. You meet somebody. God damn, I like this mother. He loves me. We're going to make a life together. All right? And they start making a life together. And then either he gets high or she gets high. Or he fools around or she fools around. And the other one catches an attitude. All right? And you know what the fuckers get you? Huh. All I'm saying, look, they say wait for a year. I don't say that. Here's what I say. Be honest. Be honest. Alright? We are adults. Alright? And you may want a little, I'm glad she's a baby. We get horny. Okay? Alright? And you want a little commingle, a little sexual attraction, a little this and that, alright? But be honest about it. You know? Don't go at this. Look, dudes, don't go up to her talking about I love you after the first time. And women, you can't change a damn thing. Okay? We gonna be who the fuck we gonna be. Be honest with yourself. Last thing, guys, is this right here. This program is about change, all right? Change you must or die you will, All right? And I always say at the end of the game, and a lot of people don't get this, but I stopped the robbery yesterday. I changed my mind. Thank you. My name's Thank you.